For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. An unidentified warplane has been shot down near the Syrian-Turkish border. Local media quoted Turkish military sources as saying the warplane had violated Turkish airspace. The warplane was reportedly shot down by a Turkish F-16 fighter jet on Tuesday. Other reports are suggesting the downed aircraft belongs to Russia and is now in the hands of a Syrian rebel group. The pilot is said to have bailed from the cockpit, but it remains unknown whether he survived the incident. Meantime, the Russian Defense Ministry has confirmed an Su-24 plane crashed in Syria. An unnamed military source says the aircraft was shot down by gunfire from the ground and the plane was strictly located over Syrian territory. Russia has been carrying out airstrikes in the region since the weekend. The Turkish government has previously warned Russia to end operations in the region, as Ankara says the airstrikes were targeting Turkmen groups. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang and leaders from 16 Central and Eastern European countries are now gathering in East China's Suzhou City to map out a plan for future cooperation. The fourth summit of China and the CEE countries will discuss new measures to enhance cooperation in connectivity, investment, trade, finance, agriculture, and people-to-people exchanges. While addressing the opening ceremony, Premier Li proposed to set up a 16-plus-1 multilateral financial firm in Central and Eastern Europe to finance major projects in the region. He also said that China will invest in construction and upgrade infrastructure in port areas of the Baltic Sea, the Adriatic Sea, and the Black Sea. Established as an annual event in 2012, it's the first time that China has hosted the summit. Reports are suggesting Jack Ma, founder of Chinese internet giant Alibaba, is in talks to buy a stake in the South China Morning Post, or SCMP, newspaper. An anonymous source told Caixin that Ma has been negotiating the deal with the SCMP Group's major shareholder, the Kwok family, since last year, and the contract will be signed shortly. Details on the size of the stake Ma will buy and the value of that deal are still not clear. The SCMP Group declined to comment. If the deal is agreed on, this would be another investment by Alibaba in media after its recent bid for Youku2Do, a video-sharing website. The winter's first human case of the H7N9 bird flu virus has been reported in Guangdong Province in southern China. The Provincial Health Commission says the case was discovered in Meizhou City and was confirmed on Monday. The patient is said to be a farmer in his 70s. He's now being treated in hospital, and the source of transmission of the virus is now being investigated. All live poultry markets in Meizhou City have been suspended for 1 week, starting from Monday. The H7N9 virus was first detected in China in 2013. Last winter, cases were reported in several Chinese provinces and regions. The Qinghai-Tibet Railway remains unaffected after a 5.2 magnitude earthquake on Monday morning. The railway's operator says although people in some stations along the line said they felt obvious tremors, the railway's been operating normally. The earthquake struck Qilian County in Qinghai Province around 5 in the morning on Monday. No casualties have been reported. 14 households sustained cracks in the walls. 46 residents have been relocated. Japan has launched an H-2A rocket on its first fully commercial mission, carrying a communications satellite for a Canadian company. The Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency and Mitsubishi Heavy Industries launched the rocket on Tuesday from the Tanegashima Space Center in southwestern Japan. The satellite will provide broadband communications coverage from South America to the Middle East. The judgment branch of FIFA's Ethics Committee has opened a case against two senior football executives, including FIFA's suspended president, Sepp Blatter. UEFA president Michel Platini is also subject to the investigation. A verdict on the corruption allegations against both men is expected to be given in December. The Ethics Committee's investigative branch handed in its final report to the panel of judges on Saturday, calling for sanctions to be levied against both men. The severity of the recommended sanctions and the evidence against the men have not been disclosed. Blatter and Platini are also the subjects of a separate investigation launched by Swiss prosecutors. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon's appointed Michael Keating of the United Kingdom as his new special representative for Somalia. Keating's also appointed as the head of the United Nations Assistance Mission in Somalia and will succeed Nicholas Kay of the United Kingdom, who will complete his assignment at the end of the year. Keating served as the Secretary General's deputy special representative for Afghanistan from 2010 to 2012 and also served as senior advisor to the Secretary General's special envoy to Syria. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.